Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman. Today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 89. This is a long one with 53 psukim in it. This is exciting because we're moving our way through Tehillim. This is the end of the third book of Tehillim. This parak is primarily about the Davidic dynasty from whom Mashiach will come from. The tone over here is primarily a happy one. This is in contrast to the previous parak, which was a somber one about how Am Yisrael has suffered in exile. Because at the end of the day, God will remember his people and send the ultimate Redeemer who comes from the seed of David. The Ramad Wali adds, the main purpose of this chapter is to teach you not to give up on the final Geula. Also, before we begin, the question is, who wrote this parak? The parak starts with the word Maskil le'Eitan ha'Ezrachi. Who was Eitan ha'Ezrachi? We mentioned in the previous parak, some of the Forshim learn Eitan ha'Ezrachi was the son of Zerach ben Yehuda, brother of Haman ha'Ezrachi. Rashi on this chapter brings the Medrash to explain the name Eitan ha'Ezrachi is reference to none other than Avram Avinu, who was known by this name, which would make this chapter attributed to Avraham. Now for the parak summary. Because it's a very long chapter, I'm going to try to summarize it in broader terms. In the first part of the parak, the author proclaims he'll sing to God forever because of God's greatness. God is, was, and all will, and always will be kind. Kindness permeates the creation because the world was built on chesed. Part of God's kindness was to establish a Mashiach, in specific, from David HaMelech. Creating a Mashiach was a great chesed for mankind because it essentially means God is always moving the world forward towards tikkun. We weren't just put here and left here to suffer. There's an ultimate purpose to the world in general and in specific our lives. Similarly, I once heard in the name of the Chafetz Chaim, the last Ani Mamin about the belief in Mashiach is the most important one, because it includes all the other Ani Mamins. If you believe in Mashiach, you automatically believe in all the other ones. The chapter continues to relate all of existence as Hashem's. This includes the world of form and the formless, existence as we see and prior to existence. It's all included in Hashem. That's why he's great. Happy is the person who blows the shofar to you. The prayer switches gears to directly talk about the establishment of the Davidic dynasty. It was at that time Hashem chose David and anointed him with pure oil. Hashem promised never to get rid of the Davidic line. Hashem interjects by relating, if Yisrael doesn't keep my Torah, they'll be punished. However, truth be told, I'll still never remove the throne from David's house. Just like the sun and the moon are eternal, so too is my covenant with David. In the last section of the prayer, the author speaks up and asks Hashem, if you love David so much, why have you left him to suffer and his enemies rejoice? David has been only good to you, so why do you repay him with derision and scorn? The Sefer ends with the author affirming Emunah in Hashem by saying, Baruch Hashem la'olam, amen v'amen. Blessed is Hashem forever and ever. Let us merit to see the full sprouting of Mashiach ben David in our time. Ani mamim be'emunah shalema be'vias ha-mashiach ve'af al pi she'yismamea im kol ze'achakelo. I believe with perfect faith in the coming of Mashiach. Even though it may take so long, every day I long and wait. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.